Wolfner News, Spring 2025. Denny Hoskins, CPA, Secretary of State. Hello from Janet Carruthers, Missouri State Librarian. As the season of change, spring brings us warmer weather, green leaves, and flowers galore. This is a wonderful time to check out a book to enjoy in the sun with a cool breeze or inside as a spring storm rolls by. With these seasons transitioning, Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library would like to introduce our new Missouri State Librarian, Janet Carruthers.
On February 1st, I was chosen as Missouri State Librarian and Wolfner's Director by Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. I appreciate Secretary Hoskins' confidence and appreciate working with him and his team supporting the exceptional work of Wolfner across Missouri. Since 2019, I served as the Missouri State Library's Technology and Resource Sharing Consultant, and in November 2024, was appointed the Acting State Librarian by former Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Before my time with the State Library, I worked at Stafford Library at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri from 1990 to 2019 in various roles: audiovisual services coordinator, reference librarian, systems librarian, ending with 17 years as the library director. I earned my Master of Library Science from the University of Missouri. I look forward to working more closely with the Wolfner staff and leadership. We will continue producing audiobooks, checking out books, going on outreach, and providing you high-quality service. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be your director and play a part in Wolfner's continued success. Janet.
Introducing the DA2. The new audiobook players, the DA2, are set to arrive this summer. The major difference between the new model audio player and the existing player is that the new player can download and read books downloaded from Bard, the Braille and audio reading download site. The players also support Bluetooth connectivity. They are very similar to the current player, but feature a square design. The DA2 has a handle, can adjust tone, volume, speed, and playback controls like sleep, rewind, play, stop, and fast forward. It can control bookshelf, bookmarks, and modes. Wolfner will receive a limited number of players this year and more players next year. The first patrons to receive the DA2 will be those who download books from Bard. If you currently download books and would like a player for listening, please contact a reader advisor. If you have access to the internet, an email address, and would like to download from Bard using the new DA2 player once they have arrived, call us and we can help you set up your download account. Remember that if you use Bard to download books, you can have any book anytime with no USPS delays. For more information, please contact us at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720 or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Calling all unused equipment. Did you know that we can send you a mailing box free of charge to return Wolfner audio player equipment that you are not using? If you are not currently using your audio player or any other equipment checked out from Wolfner Library, it must be returned. Returned equipment allows other library patrons to enjoy the service. All Wolfner and NLS equipment is federal property, so the library must follow the government guidelines. National Library Service guidelines state that if you have not been sent an audio cartridge in 1 year, you must return the audio player to the library. If you do not have the box it came in, please call us, and we will gladly send you a box marked free postage to return your unused equipment. And don't worry, if you wish to use a machine in the future, we will be happy to send one for your use. Please call us if you have any questions at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. 2025 St. Louis Regional Braille Challenge. The 2025 St. Louis Regional Braille Challenge, STLRBC, took place in person at the Missouri School for the Blind, MSB, on Wednesday, February 26, 2025. Adult Services Librarian Jamie Livingston and Youth Service Specialist Vanessa Lingyell attended to volunteer and cheer on Wolfner youth patrons in this friendly competition. Prizes were awarded in multiple categories from foundational skills to varsity level. We are so proud of all the participants. It was a day filled with fun, encouragement, and spirit. Go Mules! Any blind or visually impaired student who can read and write Braille is eligible to participate in the Braille Challenge. Students who take the contest in contracted Braille and are in the top 10 scorers from the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom are invited to advance to a final competition. For more information, visit https://braillelinstitute.org/braille-hyphen-challenge/. Youth Summer Reading Challenge. Join Wolfner Youth Services on a reading journey that celebrates creativity. The 2025 theme, Color Our World, encourages us all to enjoy the ways in which art transforms, uplifts, and connects us to each other. The challenge will run from June 1, 2025 to July 31, 2025, with early registration available on Beanstack, beginning April 1st. Youth patrons can register for one of the following challenges. Kids Book Nook Challenge, 10 minutes a day. Patrons between the developmental ages of 0 to 6 can log 50 minutes of reading or being read to for entry into our grand prize drawings. All registered participants will receive a selection of summer art kits. Youth Enlightened Your World Challenge, 20 minutes a day. Patrons between the developmental ages of 7 to 17 can log 100 minutes of reading or being read to for entry into our grand prize drawings. All registered participants will receive a selection of summer art kits. Prizes will be funded by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. If you need assistance with registration or logging your child's reading, contact Vanessa Lingyell, Youth Services Specialist, 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720 or email vanessa.lingyell@sos.mo.gov. 21st Annual Missouri Youth Leadership Forum. Experience 5 days of college on the Missouri campus in Columbia at the 21st Annual Missouri Youth Leadership Forum, July 15th to 19th, 2025. This event is a free 5-day, 4-night leadership training and career awareness program for high school students with disabilities, sponsored by the Governor's Council on Disability. Students are provided with training in leadership, self-advocacy skills, and career awareness. They learn more about their disability and others' disabilities, analyze their strengths and weaknesses, and gain skills to become self-determined individuals. For more information, please contact 573-751-2600 or 1-800-877-8249 or visit http://disability.mo.gov/gcd/ylf.htm. Adult Summer Reading Challenge. The adult summer reading theme for this year is Color Our World. Sign-up will begin mid-May, and we will be using our online platform, Beanstack, to track reading progress. Participants will need to read 5 books between June 1, 2025 to July 31, 2025 to complete the program. We will also be promoting the National Library Service Nationwide Summer Reading Program events. Prizes will be funded by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. For more information or to sign up, please contact Jamie Livingston, the Adult Services Librarian, by email. jami.livingston@sos.mo.gov or phone at 800-392-2614. Wolfner Mail and Make Programs. Wolfner patrons, young and old, can receive craft kits in the mail free of charge. Each kit includes a simple craft, supplies, accessible instructions, and a link to an instructional video. These kits are assembled in-house by Wolfner staff and are tested to make sure the crafts are fun. Recipients must be Wolfner patrons. These are great additions to our upcoming Color Our World Summer Reading Challenge. This program is funded by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Registration is available by phone or online. Web links are case-sensitive. Phone toll-free, 800-392-2614, 573-751-8720. Adult registration, bit.ly/A/M/R-EGISTER. Youth registration, bit.ly/y/m/r-EGISTER. For further questions, please contact Wolfner Library Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Missouri Secretary of State Wolfner Library Book Club. 2025 upcoming book club titles. If you are a Wolfner patron, participate in our weekly book club by dialing in every Thursday at 2 p.m. or by using Zoom from a smart device. Here's a list of books that will be featured for March, April, and May, followed by instructions on how to join in. March 27th, The Mother of Black Hollywood, a memoir by Jennifer Lewis, DB090374. Actress from TV series Blackish traces her journey from an impoverished youth in Missouri to her years in show business. Though successful on stage, film, and TV, Lewis shares how she struggled with bipolar disorder and sex addiction, strong language, and descriptions of sex. 2017, 9 hours, 15 minutes. April 3rd, It Had to Be You by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, DB055305. After her father dies, Phoebe Somerville is shocked that she has temporarily inherited the Chicago Stars football team. To keep the team, she must work with head coach Dan Calabo, whom she dislikes. Companion to This Heart of Mine, DB052086. Some explicit descriptions of sex and some strong language, 1994, 11 hours, 53 minutes. April 10th, Kiss an Angel by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, DB105928. Daisy Devereaux can either go to jail or marry the mystery man her father has chosen for her. Alex Markoff has no intention of playing the loving bridegroom to a spoiled brat and puts her to work in his broken-down traveling circus. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. 2009. 11 hours, 27 minutes. April 16th. Special live event on Wednesday. Wolfner Book Club Zoom with author Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This will have a different Zoom link. Please contact us if you are interested in participating and are not a regular book club member. This special event, held on Wednesday, will take the place of the regularly scheduled Thursday book club. Simply the Best by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, DB119445. Brett Rivers is the hottest sports agent in the business. Fast and furious, swift and deadly. Rory Garrett is, let's be honest, a disaster. She has a big heart, an empty bank account, a passion for making exquisite chocolate, and a huge inferiority complex from living in the shadow of Brett's most important client, her football legend brother. Brett and Rory should never have met. When it comes to love, what price are any of us willing to pay to be simply the best? 10 hours, 1 minute. April 24th, The British Are Coming by Rick Atkinson, DB095379. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author of An Army at Dawn, The War in North Africa, DB054939, recounts the first 21 months of the American Revolution in this first volume of three. Describes principal battles, key figures, British perspective, and historical context for the conflict. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, bestseller, 2019. 26 hours, 5 minutes. May 1st. The Last Murder at the End of the World by Stuart Turton. DB122011. From the best-selling author of The 7½ Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle and The Devil and the Dark Water comes an inventive, high-concept murder mystery, an ingenious puzzle, an extraordinary backdrop, and an audacious solution. Solve the murder to save what's left of the world. 122 villagers and 3 scientists living in peaceful harmony. Until, to the horror of the islanders, one of their beloved scientists is found brutally stabbed to death. The security system has also wiped everyone's memories of exactly what happened the night before, which means that someone on the island is a murderer, and they don't even know it. And the clock is ticking. 11 hours, 25 minutes. May 8th, The Maid, by Nita Prose. DB106298. 25-year-old Molly Gray doesn't interact well with the world and misses her gran who codified it for her. She has gotten a job as a hotel maid and revels in her orderly duties. When she discovers a dead body in a room, Molly must unravel the real killer's identity. Unrated, commercial audiobook, bestseller, 2022. 9 hours, 40 minutes. May 15th, The Case of the Missing Marquess, by Nancy Springer, DB066634. England, 1888. When her 64-year-old mother disappears on Enola's 14th birthday, Enola sends telegrams to her much older brothers, Mycroft and Sherlock Holmes. After deciphering why her mother left, Enola escapes to London to search for her and becomes involved in a second mystery. 4 hours, 14 minutes. May 22nd, Sworn to Silence, by Linda Castillo, DB070357. At 18, Kate Burkholder left her Amish community in Painters Mill, Ohio. Now chief of police, Kate is shocked by the reappearance of the serial killer who terrorized their town when she was a girl, because she thought she had killed him. Violence, strong language, and explicit descriptions of sex. 2009, 12 hours, 4 minutes. May 29th, Down the Hill, by Susan Hendricks, DB116938. On February 13th, 2017, 2 teenage girls, 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German, decided to enjoy a day off from school by exploring the popular hiking trails near the Monon-High Bridge, just a few minutes' drive from Libby's home in Delphi, Indiana. Less than 24 hours later, their bodies were found on the north bank of Deer Creek, about a mile from where they were last seen. In Down the Hill, Hendricks digs deeper into the mystery that has captivated our nation for years, exploring the family's enduring resilience and advocacy, as well as the rippling impact the case has had on not just Delphi, but the very heart of the American heartland. 8 hours, 1 minute. On the day of the book club, join by following the steps below. Join by Zoom on any smart device. https://zoom.us/j/96471504467. Join by phone by dialing 312 626-6799. Enter the meeting ID when prompted, 964-7150-4467. For One Tap Mobile, plus 1312-6266-799, comma, 9647150-4467, # U.S. Participants may also call Wolfner via phone to be linked into the meeting. Wolfner Library Podcast. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library is hosting a podcast on various topics. The podcast includes interviews with staff, volunteers, and authors, instructional and informational segments, as well as interactive episodes with patrons. You can view all episodes on our website at https://www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/PODCAST. Kind thoughts from patrons. These audiobooks are such a blessing to me since I am alone now and live in the country. I don't get out as much and won't in the winter. Thank you so much for this service. I look forward to receiving them. James, Mercer, Missouri. Marie was very pleased that such a service was available to her. Thank you. Stevens Family, DeSoto, Missouri. Wolfner Library Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional studio funding is provided by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Youth. Bucky and the Lucifer Ladies, For Such a Time, by Shirley Gilmore, DBC 29269, narrated by Carolyn Patterson. The town has been relatively quiet for the past 5 months. That is about to change. The criminal trial of Reverend Carl Bergman and the men who set fire to the mansion is scheduled to begin, with Bucky and Ian being called to testify. As Bucky's 11th birthday approaches, her desire is to live a normal life, but she can no longer deny the powers increasing within her. Meanwhile, Simon seeks an explanation for the events of the past year. Bucky and the Lucifer Ladies, Book 3, Some Violence, for grades 5 to 8, 14 hours, 16 minutes. The Burn Journals by Brent Runyon, DBC 06020, narrated by Carolyn Ward. In The Burn Journals, Runyon describes his devastating suicide attempt and the recovery over the following year. He takes us into the burn unit in a children's hospital and through painful burn care and skin grafting procedures, then to a rehabilitation hospital for intensive physical, occupational, and psychological therapy, and then finally back home, to the frightening prospect of entering high school. Some descriptions of sex, some violence, strong language, for senior high and older, 4 hours, 20 minutes. Code Orange by Carolyn B. Cooney, DBC 09719, narrated by Paul Otto. While conducting research for a school paper on smallpox, Mitty finds an envelope containing 100-year-old smallpox scabs and fears that he has infected himself and all of New York City. 2008 to 2009 Gateway Award nominee for junior high and older readers. 5 hours, 47 minutes. Game Days in the Fall at Mizzou by Jamie James. DBC 30963. Narrated by Penelope Barnes. Game Days in the Fall at Mizzou is all about football. Captured in this book is excitement and more. For preschool to grade 2, 7 minutes. Tom Sawyer and the Treasure of the Dark Mystery by Sebastian Joe. DBC 30920. Narrated by John Wegman. All his life, mischievous Tom Sawyer has always dreamed of living life as a pirate, hunting for fame, fortune, and adventure upon the high seas. But when Tom discovers part of a buried treasure map actually belonging to the infamous pirate Redbeard, he realizes his dream of finding treasure might actually come true. Again. For grades 5 through 8, 9 hours, 48 minutes. Ziggy's Chocolate Bar by Janet Ortbals. DBC 30964. Narrated by Penelope Barnes. A curious frog living near Camp Wallypog heard little people talking about how delicious a chocolate bar tasted. He decided that he had to have one, leading him on an exciting adventure. For preschool to grade 2, 12 minutes. Adult. Love Blooms in Morning Star by Charlotte Hubbard. DBC 29217. Narrated by Teresa Sullivan. As Jo Fussner keeps the marketplace humming, her heart dances with a joyous secret. Jo and Michael Wingard, a shy nursery owner from a nearby town, have fallen hopelessly in love. Maidles of Morning Star, Book 4, 10 hours, 20 minutes. Love You Always by Amanda Stogsdill. DBC 29174. Narrated by Lynn Winan Chamberlain. Two Jewish sisters separated in a strange country, England. Not knowing where the other lives, each must adjust to her new guardians. Communicating through letters, their love and determination to be reunited sees them through difficult circumstances. 7 hours, 40 minutes. Mayhem at Buffalo Bill's Wild West by Fedora Amos. DBC 30912. Narrated by Shelley Swarrier. Our journalist heroine Jemima Jemmy McBustle hatches a daring plan to find a great story and keep her newspaper job. She must ferret out the evil plaguing Buffalo Bill's Wild West and Congress of Rough Riders of the World. 9 hours, 27 minutes. Revenge of the Barbecue Queens by Lou Jane Temple. DBC 30918. Narrated by Laramie Thompson. Featuring original recipes for pork marinade, Kansas City stew, and much more, a mystery pits barbecue queen Heaven Lee against the killer of her rival, Pigpen Hopkins, who is found simmered to death. Heaven Lee, Book 2, Some Strong Language, Some Violence, 7 hours, 25 minutes. These Honored Dead, Jefferson City National Cemetery, by Michelle Brooks and Nancy Arnold Thompson, DBC 30933. Narrated by Shirley Baker. In These Honored Dead, readers will learn about hundreds of men and women who served their country from the Mexican-American War through the Global War on Terror as soldiers, sailors, nurses, airmen, and Marines. 6 hours, 24 minutes. Wolves Can't Fly by Dan Mears. DBC 30934. Narrated by Christopher Baker. Dan Mears has been K.C. Wolf, the mascot of the Kansas City Chiefs, for over 25 years. In 2006, he was inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. Dan travels throughout the United States and the world, entertaining thousands of people both in and out of costume. 9 hours, 31 minutes. iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. Wolfner patrons can receive a free iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. This pocket-sized device that can be hooked to a keychain will read the denomination of a bill when it is inserted into the device. Please call a reader advisor to obtain an iBill at 800-392-2614 or visit https://www.beep.gov/CURENCY-US-CURENCY-RADER-PROGRAM. NLS programs accessible by phone or Zoom. Monthly, Many Faces of Bard. The Patron Engagement section of NLS offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of Bard, Braille and audio reading download offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. This event is open to all. For more information, please visit https://loc.gov/nls/about/sermany-facees-of-bard or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. Collections Connections, new email subscription. With hundreds of thousands of audiobooks, Braille books, and magazines available from NLS, it can be hard to know where to start when searching. Collections Connections, a free email newsletter from the NLS Collection Development Staff, can help. each month, it highlights fiction and nonfiction titles focused on a timely theme. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collection Connections team at connections@loc.gov. You can unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time. Welcome to Bard, version 2.0. Patrons who access Bard via the website will soon notice enhanced features on its web platform. NLS is currently in an expanded pilot with users that access Bard through their internet browser. Improved search capabilities and more category options will soon make it easier for users to find the materials they want. This updated version will not impact users who access Bard through the mobile app, the NLS Braille e-reader, or the My Talking Books skill for Android-enabled smart devices. When the transition to Bard 2.0 is available for all patrons using the website interface, Wolfner will reach out with up-to-date information. To learn more, an FAQ on Bard 2.0 is now available at https://www.loc.gov/nls/sevicehyphen.andy-bard/bard/bard-2-0-faq/. Do you have an Amazon Alexa? NLS now offers the new My Talking Book skill on Amazon Alexa-enabled smart speakers. You must have internet access and a Bard account to participate. If you do not have a Bard account, a reader advisor can sign you up. Patrons who wish to register can also sign themselves up by going to https://www.survymonkey.com/r/mtb-open-beta or call a reader advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. New Braille magazines. New Braille magazines are being added to the NLS collection. These titles are only available in hard copy Braille and will not be on Bard. Expected first issues July 2025. AFRA. Frequency. Monthly. Hard copy Braille. Dating, relationship, beauty and fashion advice for women with features on friendship, careers, society, and pop culture. Good Vibrations. Frequency. Monthly. Hard copy Braille. News and reviews of vinyl records and high-fidelity music equipment. NISI Frequency, Monthly, Hard Copy Braille. Pop culture magazine for teenagers with gossip, interviews, and horoscopes. PURE Frequency, Monthly, Hard Copy Braille. Articles on relationships, beauty, fashion and horoscopes, interviews with celebrities, and special interest features. Shaping Up, frequency, monthly, hard copy Braille. Health news, fitness features, and answers to common medical questions. New audio magazines. The following new audio magazines are being added to the NLS collection and will be available on Bard this spring. Fur, Fish, Game. Frequency, monthly, audio. Covers a variety of outdoor pursuits for the practical outdoorsman. National Geographic History, frequency, bimonthly, audio, explores more than 5,000 years of people and places, from Caesar to Napoleon, the pyramids to the Parthenon, and the Trojan War to the Civil War. Stereophile, frequency, monthly, audio, covers high-end and audiophile audio, from turntables and music servers to solid-state and tube amplifiers. Writer's Digest, frequency, bimonthly, audio, a resource for writers that celebrates the writing life and what it means to be a writer in today's publishing environment. A note from NLS. The audio recording and production of The Economist will resume in the spring. Upcoming holidays. As a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays. Thursday, May 8th, Truman Day. Monday, May 26th, Memorial Day. Thursday, June 19th, Juneteenth. Wolfner Library Donations. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to the Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri 65102. Friends of Wolfner Library, P.O. Box 24834, Kansas City, Missouri 64131. For information on how to become a friend of Wolfner Library, you can email wellsgerry9@gmail.com or phone 816-678-1257. Our gratitude to the W.C. Stevens family for their donation to the Wolfner Trust Fund in memory of Marie Herman. Wolfner Staff. Director, Jana Carruthers, State Librarian. Public Services Team. Lori Brown, Director of Public Services. Vanessa Lingyell, Youth Services Specialist. Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian. Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. Miriam Tepper, Reader Advisor. John Wilcox, Reader Advisor. Circulation Team. Veronda Winters, Director of Circulation. Stacy Jo Butler, Circulation Tech 4. Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Emma Deichley, Circulation. Justin Stauffer, Circulation. Recording Studio Team. Brandon Lammers, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager. Chris Cowan, Tech 4. Tim Emmel, Tech 3. Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Wolfner News is available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://wolfpac.klas.com/. End of Wolfner News, Spring 2025. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.